The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to the Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, May 5th, 16th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I've built a network of elite industry professionals every week sharing their knowledge and expertise to my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions that you have. I can also connect you with any of the guests that I have in studio today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, it's 1-855-400-1150. Or online at themoneyhour.com. My lineup for studio today, Lloyd Herr, King County Assessor. Lloyd comes into the studio on a regular basis to share the most recent things happening with our property taxes and the assessor's office. And a little special surprise today, talking about some great tools that they have, new ways to get any data that you want to on our market and what's happening. Also in studio, Cher Klug with the Klug Real Estate Group and hangar license at Cascade Team. We're going to talk about the seven reasons to hire a buyer's agent. And last guest in studio, Anton Cawthorn with Reberg Law Group, choosing the property beneficiary designation for your retirement account. Great information and great guests in studio today. For more information on any topic discussed or any topics that you would like to hear, please call the show at 1-855-411-1150. Again, that's 1-855-411-1150. And as always, let's start out the show with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Today, I thought I would talk about trigger lead. In the low interest rate environment, I know we've seen an increase in interest rates over the week, but still historically in low interest rates, lenders are paying for trigger leads in a big way, especially with anticipation of rates going up. They want to take advantage of the opportunity to get as many clients that they have in the refinance arena. Now, what they do is they hire into the mortgage industry new people with no experience, and they're just there to dial for dollars. So it's surprising to many homeowners when you go to make loan application, let's say on a Monday, by Tuesday, your phone can be ringing off the hook with calls from other lenders offering you deals. Now, overnight, you've become what they call a trigger lead. When you sign up for a loan application, the lender pulls your credit from all three credit bureaus. When the lender requests your credit, then it triggers an alert in informing the credit bureaus that you are a hot lead looking for a purchase of a new home or a refinance of an existing loan. Now, the credit bureaus immediately sell these as trigger leads to lenders, presenting them with a list of hot leads that they're looking for a loan, and the credit bureaus are making millions on it. I know it sounds crazy, but it's legal. If you go to Google search, just search trigger leads, and you'll see pages of advertising selling your personal information, your name, your address, your phone number, credit scores, type of debts and account balances that are available for the picking. What's hard to believe, again, that this is legal, and this is coming directly from the credit bureau selling your information, making millions. Now, there are two ways of looking at trigger leads. Consumer and industry groups are divided between these and how to look at trigger leads. So let's talk about, on one hand, some lenders or trade groups, including the Federal Trade Commission, argue that the practice encourages competition and allows customers to better compare loan officers and other offers that might be coming from other companies. Makes sense. I can get that. It gives you an opportunity for that. But on the other hand, to some customers, receiving calls from other lenders after they've already submitted loan application can feel like harassment. Add to that, it's a great place for the scammers to come in. So you may receive calls making it sound like they're calling about a loan application in order to lure you into revealing personal information such as your Social Security number, which the credit bureaus can't sell. They cannot sell that. You may also be promised rates and costs that are not available, but after you've moved forward with an application, your credit scores drop. The representative lets you know that your credit score dropped and no longer qualify for those interest rates. So most consumers are tired of getting these trigger leads and having this information. So issues on the trigger leads. There are a number of problems with this practice. Primarily, the bureaus are sharing your personal information with third parties without your permission. I think that's a little bit of an issue. I believe it could put the consumer at risk of identity theft. I don't believe the bureaus should be allowed to do this. The bureaus essentially have a monopoly on something that is almost as important as your Social Security number, and that they are using it to generate further profits. In addition, applying for a mortgage is a personal matter. It's not anyone else's business that you've applied for a mortgage and to have all of these calls come in. Now, I can't tell you how many times my 20 years in the mortgage industry that I've had this happen with clients where they've called up and said, you know what, Tina, I've just gotten a call from somebody on your team over at your office representing my mortgage company. Now, this is at the extreme. That is not legal for companies to do this, but they are doing it. Now, second, as the lender, I certainly don't appreciate the bureaus sharing my clients' information with competition. Don't get me wrong. It's competitive and as anyone, but in piggybacking on my efforts in obtaining clients' additional information, and that's what you're actually hearing from the loan originator side of it. So it's kind of tossed in looking at it. Depends on what angle. Again, I do believe that you as a consumer should be able to shop and have multiple offers to see what the best offer is for you. Also the best person to work with, but you need to be able to make that decision on your own, not just randomly have the credit bureau selling your information, not knowing they're doing so. So here's three ways to stop the harassment. Put your name and phone number on the National Do Not Call Registry. You can register your home and cell phone number. It can take up to 31 days, not always, but it can take up to that, so do it immediately. And you'll also want to register every 5 years because it does expire. So when you go in and register, it'll give you an opportunity for how long you want to register for. Just register for the entire 5 years and then just trigger to update that at the end of 5 years. Now, to prevent mortgage lenders from sending you direct mail, maybe you like to get the direct mail, but if you don't want to get it, you will need to also register separately with the Direct Mail Association. Whether you register online or through mail, it costs you $1, not a big deal. Direct Mail Association, or DMA, distributes its list quarterly, so it could take a while before it becomes effective. And this registration is also good for 5 years. And then last, you also want to sign up for the opt-out pre-screen. This will stop credit bureaus from selling your name as a trigger lead. So make sure you do all three of these. For opt-out, 8885 opt-out, 8885 opt-out, or online at optoutprescreen.com. More questions, you can always call into the show again, 1-855-400-1150, or go online to themoneyhour.com. You can listen to any previous shows or information on this show that you might have missed if you did not get anything. Again, the call to action is make sure you are not part of the trigger leads through the bureau. Coming up next in the Money Hour, each year, there's a staff of real estate appraisers value more than 660,000 residential and commercial properties throughout the King County. Throughout King County, the valuations are then used to calculate the owner's property taxes for the following year. Lloyd Hara, King County Assessor, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.